In the competition between nations presently waged so actively, the country that first sets foot on new paths and first develops them into established branches of industry has a decisive upper hand, wrote the industrialist and inventor of the electrical dynamo, Werner von Siemens. Determined to be first, in 1887 the German government founded the Physikalische Technische Reichsanstalt, PTR, the Imperial Institute of Physics and Technology. Located on the outskirts of Berlin in Charlottenburg, on land donated by Siemens, the PTR was conceived as an institute fit for an empire determined to challenge Britain and America. The construction of the entire complex lasted more than a decade, as the PTR became the best-equipped and most expensive research facility in the world. Its mission was to give Germany the edge in the appliance of science by developing standards and testing new products. Among its list of priorities was to devise an internationally recognized unit of luminosity. The need to make a better light bulb was the driving force behind the PTR blackbody research program in the 1890s. It would lead to the accidental discovery of the quantum, as Planck turned out to be the right man in the right place at the right time. Max Carl Ernst Ludwig Planck was born in Kiel, then a part of Danish Holstein, on 23 April 1858, into a family devoted to the service of church and state. Excellence in scholarship was almost his birthright. Both his paternal great-grandfather and grandfather had been distinguished theologians, while his father became professor of constitutional law at Munich University. Venerating the laws of God and man, these duty-bound men of probity were also steadfast and patriotic. Max was to be no exception.